Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Daniel chapter 1. Then the king told Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles, youths in whom there was no impairment, who were good-looking, suitable for instruction in every kind of expertise, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability to serve in the king's court. And he ordered Ashpenaz to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. The king also allotted for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank, and ordered that they be educated for 3 years, at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service. Now among them, from the sons of Judah, were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them. And to Daniel he assigned the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food, or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. The commander of the officials said to Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has allotted your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking gaunt in comparison to the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king." But Daniel said to the overseer, whom the commander of the officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please put your servants to the test for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see." So he listened to them in this matter, and put them to the test for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance seemed better, and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and kept giving them vegetables.
Right away, in the first chapter of the book of Daniel, we learn that the young man is committed to obedience. Scripture says Daniel made up his mind and successfully followed through. But obedience isn't always simple or easy. Obedience begins with answering God's call to salvation, admitting your sin, and asking Him to forgive you through faith in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. It means doing what God says in the timing and manner He says to do it. In order to obey, we must know what pleases the Lord, and that requires us to read and be familiar with Scripture, trusting the Holy Spirit to help us understand God's Word and to guide us. That's usually when challenges arise. There are often temptations to choose other directions or to compromise by taking small steps of half-obedience. And none of us is perfect, so there will be times when we miss the mark. Then, what's important is that we refocus on God. At such times, we can use King David as a guide and pray, "Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And remember that ultimately, the goal of obedience is to remain near to God, no matter how many mistakes we make.